Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
I found out later. Okay, it was 13 of them.
Whoa!
Is this the same place? Is this the same place? Is this the same place?
What?
Is this the same place?
He was
outshot.
Wow.
He is crazy.
Is this the same place?
Yo!
What?
I need good dick. I've never had good head, so I prefer.
Never had good head?
He's lying. So bro.
You never took a girl out to eat and she like you ain't killed after
whole,
nothing.
What nigga y'all ever met came and changed all his ways for you? You saying all that cute shit.
Hell the fuck no.
Let's argue.
There's one person that person snuck through the cracks.
Like no, I get you. Head, but it's not good head. Like, niggas don't know what they're doing.
I said he started off raw, actually.
Damn, that's what I said now.
The best head ever is from a female. Let me just say that.
Shit.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy, Justin LaBoy, the king of toxic himself. The host of the Respectfully Justin show on Revolt TV. Today, I got two very special guests, two toxic-ass guests. I mean, listen, if you know me, you know my story. I don't fuck with either sign. To my right, it's a toxic-ass Pisces.
That might be my
to my shit. Left, I got a toxic-ass Libra. I don't know which way I'm going today. And you know I got my guy Just with me. All right, man. We getting straight into this shit. We not here to play with neither one of y'all. It's a lot of shit I need to ask, especially you. You
don't
already
ask
know.
Me shit.
I'm on your ass all show. You got good vibes. I'm going to take it easy on you today. But all right, y'all, let's get straight into it. Let's settle this horoscope thing once and for all.
Jessa, don't make me
Pisces woman the devil?
Who hurt
I'm
going
to answer it for you, yes.
Who hurt you?
You. You want to tell the story? You want to tell the story?
The Pisces story?
Yeah.
No, man, with you. Don't start with me.
And then.
Because every time I turn around, I look on your Instagram, you're talking about Pisces. And I told you when I seen you, it was going to be a problem.
What you was going to do, though? You're not even
what
like
you
that.
Mean?
You a good
what
kid.
I was gonna do?
You a good kid. You toxic. Look at you. It's you on TV acting like
I'm
this.
I'm going to act like I got some sense because it's proof.
What's wrong with you, though? Like, when did you know you was like this?
Like what?
Like toxic.
A real respectful young lady?
Never. You're not respectful at all. And Libras, man, you know what they say about y'all? They say y'all look for men to validate y'all and y'all feelings and y'all ways. Is that true? Is that how you feel?
I'm a Libra and I don't, so no, absolutely not.
Talk your
I
shit.
I validate myself.
She validate herself. Okay.
Period.
Take a shot. Where your shot at? Take a shot if you love yourself. Love. Oh, you don't got a shot glass? You're going to have to take a shot.
I'm not taking no damn shot.
Take some juice
or something.
Where the champagne at? It's coming. Okay, it's coming. So when it comes.
It ain't going to make it.
You ain't going to make it.
Oh,
you
man.
You gonna play.
Ruby, I'm going to come over to you for this one. Are niggas that related off limits for you?
Like if I was talking to one guy and then his brother, we break up and I wanted to talk to his brother.
Yeah, I mean, I don't gotta necessarily be brother, but family related cousins.
A sixth cousin.
No, not necessarily. Like it depends how, like if I had sex with them, then I wouldn't have sex with the other. But if we're just talking, I might talk to the other one.
So you gonna spin the block?
I'm gonna spin the block.
You gangster. But hold up, like, sex is a lot of different things, though.
Oh boy.
Like, what type of sex you gotta have with one for the other to be off limits? Cause one could just eat you. And he ain't killed. You know what I'm saying? Now let's talk about it.
Let's talk.
We gotta talk about it. Does that count?
Is this a safe place?
It's a safe place, by the way.
Anything more than kissing is sex, low key, kinda, in a way. Oral sex is oral sex. Sex is sex.
Wow.
So yeah.
I don't know. What you think?
That's
about
a good answer.
I think a family off limits for you. If he really violates you though. And you run into his cousin that you always got eyes on.
No, I can't get back at a dude by getting at another dude. Like, my get back is just glowing up. I ain't getting back by talking to nobody else. Like, nah. And then especially your family. Now you look trife. The family.
You look petty.
Come on.
The family. The family. But niggas move different. What about you, Jess? Family off limits for you? Like, if she violated you, cheated on you, crazy. What you gonna do?
Yeah, family off limits. I don't play like that.
Oh, man. No.
I guess you gonna do it. Yeah. You gonna do it?
Violent. If I'm hurt, listen, I'm a Scorpio. We play different when we hurt.
Oh, you a Scorpio? Yeah. That's why you love Pisces.
What?
You love it
why
there.
Why you keep doing
Scorpios
this?
Love Pisces.
Listen, y'all got bad tempers. Like, I never met somebody in a
keep
relationship.
Keep my name out your mouth.
Listen, I never seen one person in a relationship with a Pisces and they was happy.
Ever. What?
They just tolerate y'all.
They be too happy.
They tolerate y'all. But listen.
You happy? Okay, see.
What's your sign? Oh,
and
man,
you with a Pisces?
I'm not going to start with
period,
that sign.
Because at the end of the day, Pisces bring happiness.
People don't even like their moms, though. What you mean? What the fuck are you talking about? Because your mama Pisces don't mean she's safe. Mom be the worst one.
Is this a safe place?
It is. All right, yeah. We're going to get into the next question. Ruby, I'm going to start with you. How many kids can a nigga have before he's off limits for you?
Oh, shit.
Zero.
Zero?
Yes.
That's foul. So you don't fuck with niggas who got kids?
No, I want my nigga to... it's going to be my first, so it needs to be his first.
What if you found out late, though? Like you ain't know he had kids and you just
started
fucking.
It's probably not going to work out.
It's going to stop?
Won't go much farther than that.
Wow. Niggas with kids got it tough out here. Shit. What about you? How many kids can a nigga have before he's off limits for cash? You don't fucking niggas who got kids either?
Well, it just depends on where you at in life.
I don't call it with that political shit. How many kids could he have before
Because technically.
Okay.
I just feel like, you know, the younger me, I didn't want to date nobody that had kids. But it's like now, being realistic, it's like some of the good niggas got kids.
Okay.
You know, so it'd be like, dang, you end up liking a nigga that got 3 kids.
Oh, okay.
And that should be bold because you really, I don't have any. So I understand what you're saying. You want your first child to be with
and
somebody.
And guys always are going to fuck their baby mama. So it's just like.
You think
nah, man.
They just on the block when they DM.
They do be fucking their baby mama.
She says she knows so. Share your story.
I've seen it with my friends, not myself. Because I don't fuck with niggas.
A lot of people always want to push in third person. Like, you got hurt by a nigga who had a kid.
Never, actually.
So you're not doing a stepmother shit?
No.
You said, listen, as you got older, you accepted it. So
let me tell you what happened. Let me tell you what happened.
Oh, shit.
Let me share my story.
Uh-huh.
It's a safe place.
Is this a safe place? Yeah. It's just us here in this room.
Okay, so what had happened was...
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, this ain't good.
I was dating this guy, right?
Mm-hmm. You want to say his name?
No.
Okay.
You said Mark?
Oh, no!
I did not
say
Mark, because I don't even know a Mark. Mark Jacob.
She knows this story too well. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm not telling it, because y'all don't make fun of me if y'all... This is a safe place.
I'm sorry, we're sorry.
It's a safe place.
It's a
judgment-free zone. Everything is good.
And he had a few kids.
A few? What's a few?
How many is a few?
What?
I'm listening. It's a safe place.
I found out later. Okay. It was 13 of them.
Whoa!
Is this a safe place? Is this a safe place? Is this a safe place?
What?
Is this a safe place?
Wow. He is crazy.
Is this a safe place?
Yo!
Is this a safe place?
Nah, it is. It's a very safe place.
Yo, continue this.
No, that's not a safe place.
Continue.
It's not safe.
13? Keep going though. So what was the story? Like, how do you find out about 13 kids at once? Like, were them niggas just popping up? Like, you got 1, 2, 3, 8. Tell the story.
This is not a safe place.
Oh my God.
I changed my mind. Next question.
Oh my God. 13 is crazy.
I had to tell y'all, because you asked about kids and this was just an experience. And I was like, let me tell them, because damn, 13?
Yeah, no, that's damn. That's crazy.
He was outside. How many baby moms out of the 13?
6.
Oh my God. He but was
that, I said that to say I never had any baby.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again, because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Mama issues.
You could have been lucky number 7 on the positive side of things.
But that's what made me bring it up, because it's some people that know me having baby mama issues.
Not with 13.
But not 6 of them, motherfucker.
Oh, man.
All yeah, right, so man. Yeah.
That's crazy. Y'all got something to say about this topic?
I said at this point, this man needs a vasectomy, because that's OD.
Yeah, 13 is crazy. How many would you date? I mean, how many kids could a man have before you can't fuck with him?
None, because I'm going to be the only one.
Wow. Y'all selfish, but y'all lying, too. I feel like y'all lying.
Life isn't a fairy tale, though. Yeah, sometimes you like, it's not going to be perfect all the time. Like,
one is cool. Yeah.
Man, do y'all
life
not know?
Life don't go as expected sometimes. You gotta roll with the punches.
What are the percentages, though, of finding the dude that too don't many? Have kids?
Hold on. Pass her the mic, because she got a lot to say. What you gotta say? You look like you fuck with a baby daddy or something.
You got kids?
It's not about me right now.
Is this, do you have kids?
Not about me.
This not a real
place. It's about y'all.
Is this a real place?
Yeah, no, I got a couple kids.
How many?
I got 2.
How many baby mamas you got?
1.
You didn't even know that, did you?
Oh, so you got 1 baby mama, 2. You lying.
I thought he had 3.
He got 3. See, that's what I'm saying.
He's making shit
up. Now you
ain't
claim your kids.
He's lying. Damn, y'all think I'm a lie? Some, you just told me about somebody about 13 kids. You think I'm a lie about 3? I got 2.
Yeah, what you got to say?
Okay, I got a boy and a girl. That has 2 kids.
You say you fuck with somebody who got 2 kids?
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah, they together.
But before that, I was like, no, never. Like, no, I'm going to be the only one. Like, I'm going to be the first. It's going to be his first. But, like, sometimes, like she said, like, some people don't have baby mama drama. Like, and I feel like if they're grown enough.
Him and his baby mom still together if they don't got drama.
No,
don't let that
no,
go
no,
with
no,
your
no.
head. They still fucking. Don't let that go with your fucking head.
No, I'm just.
Nah. If it's no drama, that means it's really no problem.
I got a kid. Life is great.
You got a kid?
Yeah.
I can't tell. Shout out to you. Hold up. We gonna bring this to Just now. Just how many kids can a girl have before it's over for you? You hold on, ladies. I love y'all, but hold up. We gotta keep it calm real quick while I ask Justice. What's the most kids a girl can have before you like, I can't really fuck with you? Cause you don't have none.
Shit. Me, 0. I'm trying to just start, like, you know.
Your first got to be her first kid?
Like, I hope it's that way. Well, you know, life could be, you know, different.
Like, oh, man.
I'm trying to start fresh.
You fall in love with someone with 2 or 3 kids.
Right, you would pray that it's that way, for sure.
I hope.
That was crazy. I guess people don't want nobody with kids, but you know what I'm saying? That shit ain't realistic. Like, nah, that's just not what's going on right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming back to Ruby over here because she been quiet.
Have I been?
Yeah. What's the craziest thing your pussy ever made a nigga do? Like, crazy. The nigga kept calling till you answered the 300 calls, popped up on you.
Like a positive or so a negative thing
a
like that?
Negative first, then we're going to go to the positive.
Okay, negative. Probably broke all my TVs and my phones and my iPads.
Oh,
my laptop.
Nah, your box He's is wild. Fire.
He got yo, so touched.
A nigga start breaking TVs, your pussy is crazy. That's different. Now, the positive. What's the most a nigga ever spent trying to get the pussy?
Well, he had already got it, but a car.
Mm. Hold on, he got Benz. The pussy first, then bought the car?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
shit.
Different. Niggas have run north after they get it. He bought the car. What kind of car was it?
A little Benz coupe.
A little Benz coupe.
Calm.
I do better than that. Nah, fuck this shit. We coming over you, Cash. What the craziest thing?
Well,
that shit made a nigga do.
I remember one time. It's a few stories, but damn. This time, but this was the same guy. He just was a little loco, a Leo.
Who was his son? A Leo.
He a Leo.
So they crazy?
Yeah. Yeah, Leo's crazy.
Damn.
I wouldn't answer the phone. I didn't talk to him because I didn't want to talk to him no more. And I went to go get in my car in my garage, and he popped out of the back seat like, why you even answering the phone?
Oh, shit.
Out the whip?
Out the
whip.
So I feel like he was in my back seat and he just linked up. So why you ain't been answering the phone? Who was in your house? Who you was with?
Did you get in the car and start it and he just popped up?
No, yeah. I got in the car and I was basically ready and started. And he just lift up. And I did not know what. I was so scared. I'm like, what the? In my garage, though. So how the fuck did you get in my garage?
So y'all got back?
No, I don't think my car was locked because I was, because it was in my garage. You know how you get in
so
your garage.
So what he,
just, you know.
Nigga slip? Like, what are you doing?
I don't know.
You got to go in the crib to get to the garage. Unless he that. Turned into slum or some shit.
Yeah.
He turned into slum. <When I didn't laughs> shit. He went under the crack. That's crazy. Yeah. So I'm assuming yeah, y'all got back together after that pop-up.
Yeah, we got back together and broke up a few
times. Oh, my God. That's a
You liked he was in the back seat, though.
Yeah. You was into
you like that.
That's effort.
I thought it was funny.
Oh,
it was. He was entertaining me. He entertained me. He used to do a lot of crazy stuff. So it was entertaining for
crazy
me.
Crazy works for you then?
Yeah.
No, back then.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, when I had the patience and I thought it was funny, now it's like,
right now,
okay,
you're not fucking
nah,
with
nigga,
yeah.
okay. you're doing... But you got to do a little something, though. Cause
that's what I'm saying.
No,
because
you
got to
make me feel
shit.
Like you like you me. You got to
right
do
here.
A little something.
Something crazy.
You got to pop up with something once,
right.
twice. Thousand times, something like that.
A thousand times is
and shoot up, hold up. You like niggas who shoot spots up looking for you? That's crazy.
Let's take a shot to that.
Yeah, we gotta take a shot for that. Yo, where you? I'm sick of her. No. You going? That's the
I'm
one.
Take a little sip of it.
Cheers.
Take a shot if you love yourself.
Cheers. Love.
Okay, y'all. So you know, we had the negatives. We got the positives. She got a Benz. And she got a Bentley truck. This shit getting crazy. They expensive. If y'all see them outside and your bag ain't right, leave them alone, please. Please.
I mean, though, look, first off, that type of stuff don't mean nothing. Because it leaves.
Say that.
Look, when it's... I'd rather
fuck with
poor
nigga.
Nigga
who work at 7-Eleven and love him
Here
hard.
We go. Here we go. You know I'm not... Why would I do that?
Right.
Do I work at 7-Eleven?
So why would you say that doesn't matter then?
That it is matters. Not the same. What I'm saying is here.
I'm listening.
Listen, and don't just talk.
I'm listening.
It's better to get a man that'll just completely change his ways and just be all for you than a nigga to come and just buy you a Bentley.
They all dead or in jail.
They all what?
Niggas who change all their ways for you are dead or doing life in jail.
That is not true.
What nigga y'all ever met came and changed all his ways for you? You saying all that cute shit. That's not reality,
but
Cash.
Because listen, first off, half the time the niggas that come with all them gifts be problems.
Okay. Mm. And the niggas who don't got them gifts is also a problem.
Oh, no. See, I ain't dealing. No, let me say something. Uh-huh. I'm going to cry in the Bentley.
Okay.
Let's be clear if I'm going to cry, but I'm not fucking crying at the end of the fucking thing.
Talk your shit.
No. Yeah. See, talk why y'all shit. Give me this drink?
Talk your shit.
You got that champagne.
I'm done. Go ahead, y'all. Go ahead. No, look, nah. He is egging me on.
You done? Nah, I want to give you a voice. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. No, I never want to quiet no woman down. Go ahead, guys.
I'm just saying, like, I just... Ain't no relationship going to be perfect. No nigga going to be perfect. No female going to be perfect.
Okay.
As long as it's some respect. You know what I'm saying? You see a change in a person... Show the initiative to try to be a better person for you. That means more than the gifts, because the gifts come and go. And when a nigga want the motherfucking car back, you gonna get a nigga car back. The nigga want a purse, you want his jewelry back. Niggas want their shit back. They petty.
Those the niggas you deal with?
I mean, shit, some of these niggas just be doing it for... So half the time they do the shit just for the clout. Like, okay, she gonna post it and I'm gonna get more bitches.
Oh, niggas is doing that?
Niggas is lame.
Buying that's gifts weird energy. For you to...
That's weird.
Nah, that's promote. Yo, hold on. Hold on. I just heard. I heard what I heard.
So you hold never heard of nobody that you fuck with getting taking a gift back?
So, Nick, no. Hold Indian giver. That woke me up.
What?
An Indian giver is crazy.
Oh, I had an Indian giver.
Listen, can't I heard what Indian I... Giver. I'm going to break down what I just heard. Niggas is buying gifts for girls to post so they can get new pussy?
I said it be like that. I didn't say that's what it's about.
If it be like that, what that mean? It's
that don't not mean like that. That's what's their attention. Mm. Everybody. Some niggas do, some niggas don't.
Mm. Okay, cool.
Especially the ones that want the shit back.
Damn, you hurt behind that shit.
What no, I'm just keeping it a buck.
Me? What a nigga took back from you? Keep it real.
That nigga ain't getting shit back from me. Shit, nigga, fuck you.
Oh,
hood.
That's that pricey shit I be telling y'all about.
Nigga, you ain't getting shit back, nigga.
Cheers.
Cheers.
That's that pricey shit I be telling y'all about.
Nigga.
How you keeping that man's property? That's crazy.
It was mine.
Thank you, Joey. I'll give you your shit back.
Thank you, Joe.
Fuck is you took
him fuck out of here.
Not giving no pussy back. ain't no give backs. I said what I said.
Don't buy me shit talking about you want it back. Man, what?
Yeah, you're not about hello? To do what you want. All right, Ruby. Next question goes to you. Define your ex as a store.
Oh, shit. Mm.
Think of the broken store now.
Which ex? Or actually, I guess you wouldn't know. Okay,
whatever
so,
your ex is. The nigga you hate the most.
The dollar store, I guess. I don't
dollar
know.
Store, the yeah. Dollar Tree?
That's different.
That's crazy. That's disrespectful.
Family Dollar?
She's crazy back here. I fuck with her energy. What about you? Describe your ex as a store.
One of them bitches that don't exist no more. Motherfucking Radio Shack.
Oh!
Motherfucking what else? Blockbuster?
Keep going!
What you gonna call? Yeah. Blockbuster!
Blockbuster!
Boys R Us, bitch. Buy the fucking toy store. The circus. He's the clown. He's the clown. Fuck out of here.
Wow. Hey, yo, Detroit is different. Wow. Nigga said the circus.
How about that? Fuck that nigga.
Oh my God. Yo. Who was he?
You the one who wants to give me this. I told you
do
I didn't need a drink.
Nah, stay in your bag.
Nah, stay in your bag. Fill her cup, please. Where's the bottle at?
No, because look.
How she called her ex Blockbuster? That's crazy.
Who you gonna call? Blockbuster.
Ruby, we coming to you. What would a nigga say is hard about dating you? What's the worst part about you? Be honest. Do not lie. God is watching. The worst part about you, even you know you a problem.
My mouth.
Oh, shit. You be talking crazy?
Yes, you be talking wild.
I be talking crazy, but I don't mean it.
You leave talk about niggas dead homies and shit like that?
Oh, my God.
Family members?
No, not that. I just remind him what I could be getting.
Oh, that's crazy.
So you took...
I feel it.
Nah,
I feel it, though.
Yo, listen, take a shot for that. Yo, listen, that'll fuck me up. If she's like, you know the niggas that's really in my DMs and you playing? Hold on, y'all felt... Take a shot to that.
Nah,
you felt that?
I'm not taking a shot to that.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
So it's a limit on the shot.
Nah, yo, listen, your girl telling you is rich a nigga, like you the brokest nigga I talk to and you acting up, that'll fuck me up. What about you, Kat? What's the hardest part about dating you besides your mouth? Your shit is crazy.
Why well, I don't that's even be doing nothing. About you, I don't even be... Shut up.
You? Stop. What's like the I worst said, part about dating you? I call all your exes up right now. And I say, what was the worst part about her?
I feel like probably because I just be, I'm quick to just, all right, my nigga. You know, all like right. I just,
cut a nigga's off.
I cut them off quick. That's my problem. I don't have enough patience.
That's not cool, though.
I know it's not. I'm trying better. Like right now, I talked to the lady.
What the lady say?
She said that I should just learn a little more patience. Learn patience.
Okay.
And, you know, nothing in life worth having come easy.
Mm-hmm.
And no, okay, but look, and then you know what? I think I just want my way. I don't understand why not.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's like toxic. I don't get it. It's not toxic.
That's like a little kid. You're a little kid.
It's
like
just
toddler.
It's right because it's like say for instance, like.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm asking you a question and you acting like me asking you a question is a problem, it's like, how am I supposed to get clarification?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I'm sitting here and I'm like, well, why the fuck not? Why can't I ask you a question?
Right.
Somebody had you fucked up.
Yeah.
Somebody had me fucked up. Oh, shit. Fucked up this truck. Cheers. Come on, give me some.
You got the mimosa, you
cheers. Nah, for real. Because he had me fucked the fuck up all the way to fuck up as fuck.
What city he was from? Detroit?
I don't know.
You know about that one, too? Yo, you ain't even saying... Yo, you... That's your.
I only have first off, don't be trying to act like I just got a lineup because I be chilling.
You do got a lineup.
No,
clearly,
I do.
You told us about the nigga with 13 kids. You told us about the nigga who got you fucked up. You told about the other nigga that had you fucked up.
Okay, and then
the
no, you other just nigga making who up had stuff. The, you he making up stuff. Nah, you making up stuff.
Nah, fuck with you. Nah, but shout out to that. But yo, since y'all, I got two female rappers here. Y'all know how hard it is to do that shit. As a woman and get the respect. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all up against already. I mean, y'all up against a lot already. So, you know what I'm saying? To jump in that field and you know how niggas be playing with y'all. It's a lot of haters. You know what I'm saying? Like, since y'all both female rappers, could you date a nigga whose bars was weaker than yours? I'm just saying, he could have a platinum record or something, but you know he ain't fucking with you. Like, I'm going to start with you,
Ruby. You know how your bars get. Don't even play with him. Please don't play with him. Let him know how we come.
Talk about it.
I
don't
mean,
be shy.
Probably. I guess I would. If I love him, I love him. I guess I would date a
so
guy.
So he go to the studio, his shit trash.
Actually, no. That's too
bars is, bars is trash.
Okay, then yeah.
You so ain't then, fucking with
no,
him.
No, it's embarrassing. I probably wouldn't.
Okay, cool. Shit, I know you're gonna talk your shit.
I'm not even about to say nothing.
Would you date a nigga if you have better bars than him?
I'm not saying nothing. Because all you're gonna do is judge me. You do too
no,
much.
No, I'm not.
Yes,
I'm
you,
listening
it promise
to you.
It's
a safe place.
Is this
promise,
a safe
it's
place?
It's a safe place. You wanna take a
really
shot
safe
before
place?
We?
Can I say?
It's a judgment free zone.
I know what you're doing.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take it. Never shot.
Well, I thought you never asked. No, but. Would I date a dude that got weaker bars than me? No. You can't rap, bro, no.
No, because
I can't even listen to your shit. Like, how I'm going to support my bae? Like, bae, how I'm going to really... I really make
some
music.
Some whack music on the story is
no,
crazy.
I make music.
Right.
So it's like, I'm not about to torture myself. Like, I could be
you
listening to my shit
song
so
is
a week.
Trash. That's crazy.
Like, anytime I go listen to my nigga shit.
So you never say it.
I don't feel like I ever dated a trash rapper. No.
You don't think so? Mm. Okay, respectfully. We gotta respect, you know what I'm saying?
No.
How many rappers have you dated?
Oh.
I'm not answering that.
You just said
this not
we,
a safe place.
We have
place.
To be able to be the judge of these rappers that.
But I haven't. I haven't dated. I don't really date that.
You just said you
like
haven't
that.
Dated a trash rapper yet. So yeah. That means there's been one or two rappers.
First off, let's clear this up while we're here. Dating is totally different.
Dating
than fucking.
How many rappers have you fucked in? Since those are the difference.
Oh, you think I'm about to answer that?
Versus how many have you been on a date with? All right, how many have you been
crazy.
On a date with? How many rappers you had a date with before?
A date?
Yeah.
Probably about a couple.
couple.
Yeah, a couple. Mm-hmm. I went out to eat, you know, talk some shit.
Oh, so you one of those. You gonna collect your dinner dates, knowing you're not gonna fuck with a nigga?
No, I ain't doing that. I'm not wasting my time. I don't have to do that.
Oh, okay. Shit just ain't work out for y'all?
Yeah, you know, like, if I like you enough, I can let you, you can take me out. But I'm not doing that for the food, nigga. I eat.
I'm about to go on a date to eat. No, but I'm just saying, you might not.
Like, I ain't gonna eat. Like, I'm not gonna feed myself.
You might not. You just like, fuck it, I'm bored in the crib. I'll go out with this nigga today.
When I'm bored, that's fun to me. When I finally got time to be bored, that's fun. Because now I get time to sit down. I'm not about to just invite nobody in my space to get some damn food.
Okay, cool.
What the hell?
I know a couple girls who are going to take a free dinner or two. Let's not start
but
that.
But that's who you that talk bone. To. See, that's no, why that's I see, not. I see
why would that,
like that.
How you put because that on that, me?
I see why your conversation
how
is like
you
that.
Put that on me, though?
Because you know girls that how do that because that that's me? What you date.
I didn't say I knew them. I heard about
that's
them.
That's what you date.
I heard about them.
Because now I'm figuring this out.
We not doing that. Take a shot.
Take a shot. No, because this is a safe place.
Pisces swear they psychics and be knowing shit that they don't know. Oh man!
It was the Pisces that slept with you for food and then fuck with you after that. That's why you mad at Pisces.
I don't even do dinner dates before. Never mind.
You don't do dinner dates before fucking?
What? I gotta see what it. Nah, fucking shit. I'm lying. But nah, nobody ever played with me like that. That's crazy.
Nobody played with you like what?
I'm just saying, like I ain't just taking you out on a date and then you curving me after that.
Lying.
Never.
He lying. So
bro.
You never.
Not a whole. You never took a girl out to eat and she like you ain't killed after nothing.
I'm not saying I didn't, but she curved me after that.
So is that your whole intentions? Like y'all not, take a bitch out, y'all think y'all about
you
to fuck that
you took
night.
A girl out to dinner before and she just dubbed you after the dinner?
Not curved, but like we might have ate and then we vlogged.
I didn't say you had to ask.
Caught it at a later date. It may not have been that day.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to
let it marinate sometimes.
That's what I'm saying. You got to let the vibe marinate.
That's what I'm about to say. Is that your whole intentions? Like, you want to go out with a bitch and you think, okay, I'm about to fuck tonight?
What's popping, guys? It's Jay Jonah here from Blowing Smoke. If you're a fan of fun, insightful, and breakthrough conversations, then be sure to check out and subscribe to The Blowing Smoke Podcast, a show that covers life experiences and firsthand testimonies from some of your biggest names in your favorite industries. And it's all brought to you exclusively right here by The Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip-hop, powered by creators.
Nah. That's crazy. Never that. Hey, yo, listen.
I just want to go eat and have a good time and just laugh.
Oh,
and
have man. Nigga, be saying anything. I'm
dead ass.
That's
like
you trying to add energy because I'm on your ass.
Nah, I'm dead ass.
Yeah, get on his ass. Yeah, he capping.
No. Because what's
I want to have a fun time, a good time.
What's the fun time? The vibes?
Yeah. Whatever she want to eat.
Oh, see, so that's your problem with y'all young boys. Yeah. You gotta. Hey, yo, listen. You gotta decide for her. Make that plan. Make the date. Give her some direction, some guidance. Nigga talking about, we can do whatever you want to do. That's the problem, man. I'm making plans. I'm setting the times, the car service, all that.
And you're gonna be bitter if you buddy. Don't kill after. I'm gonna be cool and vibing if we're gonna go where she wanted
to
go.
Because you ain't putting that much effort.
That's it. Sex ain't about.
So you feel like because you ain't put that much effort in, you ain't gonna be bitter if you're
not nah, even if I did, I'm not gonna be bitter.
Be honest though. So when y'all take a chick out, y'all honestly think right after, like, okay, I'm fucking her. Like, do you, it,
me?
Is that the intention?
Yeah.
Be honest.
Hey, yo, Tess, play that again, please. Uh-huh.
That's terrible.
Uh-huh.
So do y'all, okay. All right, so
you
answer
say,
this.
Yeah, I guess so. Uh-huh.
Answer this. Do y'all ever go out with someone and be like, all right, I just want to go get to know her? Have you ever felt like you just want to go out with somebody and be like, I just want to get to know her?
You can get to want to know her.
I want to know, is that your intention? Don't do that with me.
No, I'm going to keep it real. I've had a couple women that I just wanted to get to know, and they just wanted to have sex with me. It was
oh
weird.
My god!
Like, I'm keeping it real, like, nah, for real. They really took advantage of me and just looked at me as like as a sexual object. When I got, I'm worth much more
sexual
than that.
Object.
Yeah, like I got different talents and shit that I could share, but all they wanted to do was have sex, and it felt crazy because like you know what I'm saying. I wanted to build with them. But yeah, that's that. What's up with you?
I think if you're going on a date, if you like anybody, or if I like anybody, I'm thinking sexually.
Tell him the real. Tell him the real.
Talk your shit.
I wouldn't go on a date with somebody who I wouldn't want to have sex with, so I don't know.
So you're not going on a date with somebody you don't see yourself having sex with?
Probably no.
Take a shot to that. See, we see, need more transparency and more women who feel this way.
Because I got to go out to see if I like your ass.
How you going to find out if you like me through eating? I'm tired.
If we go out, I got to see what's up. How we going to have fun?
Niggas want to eat the
we
food.
Can be probably, you could probably look good and you could be boring as shit. You could probably have all this money and be a fucking lame. So at the end of the day, I need to make sure I like you before. So I don't know if I'm sexually attracted to you just by us going on a date, nigga. Fuck you. I don't care.
All right, cool. So she ain't going out on a date with a nigga that she ain't thinking about fucking. You just want to get to know personality and shit.
I got to see if I like you first before I'm about to just
so it's FaceTime. It's all types of shit.
So you FaceTiming and you don't even go on a date? So you just FaceTime and you don't even go on a date?
We FaceTime and text and you know the vibes when we link up.
Now. And then you get with a nigga, he a straight cornball.
You know
he a straight cornball.
So we link, let's...
Yeah, you know we do it. We
you get with him and he's sitting on his phone the whole time. Yeah, like,
we done built on FaceTime.
Like, you know what, this nigga, let me go ahead
on. Let's take a shot to build it.
Nah. Have me on the build.
Take a fucking shot.
Yeah.
Nah, you ain't getting none. Come on, Justin, you can get some.
Hey, yo, hold up. You cheers
come
with
on,
everybody.
No, Justin can get some. You can't get none.
Yeah, where your sexual
cheers from over here,
at?
Ruby.
Cheers.
You ain't getting none.
All right, y'all, we coming back into it. This is where the Demon Time shit really starts on the Respectfully Justin show.
Oh, shit.
We start asking that real shit. Mm-hmm. We gonna talk that sex shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? If you don't want to answer, just take a shot. You know what I'm saying? And you don't have no shot glass, so you just gotta answer. So we coming on this side. We coming with you, Ruby. You've been calm. Here's your vibe. You talk crazy in your records. I heard some of them. What would you rather, a nigga who fucks you good or somebody whose head is good? Which one is your vibe? Like, what do you prefer? Don't think too hard.
My vibe is
I need
good dick.
You said what?
I need good dick. I've never had good head, so I prefer
good dick.
Never did?
Never had good head?
Honestly, no.
Mm. Oh, nobody. Talk about it.
No, I don't know. Guys typically, like, I think having sex is more intimate, so I'd rather have more intimate, good dick.
Nah, that foreplay is everything. Don't let that go over your head.
I've never had it, so I wouldn't know, I guess.
Oh,
damn, niggas is getting straight to it with you. I don't like
no,
that.
No, I get head, but it's not good head. Like, niggas don't know what they're doing.
You gotta pack niggas up.
You gotta teach them.
You gotta like, show them. They call the clit the click. You fuck with them type of niggas. Stop that. I don't like that for you.
You said
we coming over to you, Cash.
I'm not answering that.
You gonna answer what I ask you? What the fuck is you talking about? Man. Nah, I'm playing with you. Nah, but which one you got? Like, what's more your vibe?
I like both. Mm. I gotta get some good. I need some good head, man. Yeah, I need that, and then a follow-up.
What's the follow-up?
The good dick. Mm. You gotta come with some good hit. And you ain't about to come up in me and don't think. You ain't about to stick me and you ain't lick me.
Right.
Hold on, they gotta lick everything on your body, though?
Nah, I ain't one of them. I don't like all that eat grocery shit people be
you don't
talking
like your
about.
Ass hair?
No, that's for exit.
Hold on, share your truth.
No, I don't care for that. I don't care for that.
Okay, you don't really care.
Yeah,
really
I am. I'm a G. I'm a real G.
Hold up. You feel me?
She
ad-libbing back there?
That's my dog right here. Okay. Yeah, but it's bad if it ain't no good head. That's why I feel you. Like, if it's bad, don't be down there. Don't all that saliva. Nah, it got to be good now.
Ooh.
I said sometimes it's good. Like, sometimes, you know.
What's good?
It'd be cool. Like, you know, groceries. When you know,
oh, you like the groceries? You like the groceries.
You said groceries.
But at the same time, that's not, like, priority. Like, I'd rather have some good dick rather than some good head. You feel me? If I had to choose one or the other, like, I'd much rather have good dick. Because bad dick and good head, it's like they eat you out. And then what?
Mm.
You feel me? Like, it's a waste of time.
That's why I ain't picked.
Yo, you look. She looks excited to answer. We gotta pass her the mic, please. You got a story to tell. I can't wait to hear it.
Fuck the dick. The best head ever is from a female. Let me just say that.
Shit.
No, it's true. It's true. Let me
girls
explain.
Be
though. Let me explain.
So women eat pussy better than men?
They do because they know the
they
box.
They got a box.
Can we
they
get
have
one mic? One mic? One mic?
Men are selfish. They only think about themselves, so they just want to get that over with. And okay, let me just put it in you.
Hold on.
But females take their time. They know what they're doing. They wait till you come. That's what y'all.
So only, hold up. All of y'all got your pussy ate by a woman before? Hold up, yo.
If you did, raise your hand.
If you got your pussy ate by another woman, raise your hand,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, raise your hand, please. Just keep it a buck. It's a safe place.
Hands up, please.
And if you haven't, you should try it.
Yo, hold up. Yo, put your hands up.
Okay.
You never did before?
That's majority of the crowd.
I would like to, but I've not.
Oh,
unfortunately.
God.
You know. No. A woman ever ate you before? I think you are. I don't know.
I swear to God, I haven't. I was just talking to somebody when we was on lunch break.
What?
When I was talking to the girl, I was like, damn, I never.
So you open to it, though?
Nah, I mean, nah. If I just end up liking a girl or something, but I never liked a girl. All
right. So you never had a threesome before, ever?
Threesome?
Not one time? Wow. What about you?
I did one time. Yeah.
And she didn't eat you because you just said you would like for a girl to eat you. So
we didn't touch each other. It was a very awkward.
That's not a threesome.
Oh, so y'all was just doing it for the guy.
I guess.
And you thought you was gonna keep him that way, and it still didn't.
No,
work out.
It was a random guy. It was just for fun.
Oh, who's the alarm going off, B? It's fucking 10
it's
p.m.,
time hard
dog.
To get a pussy ate.
Oh, my God.
Niggas, it's not 7 a.m.
Oh,
this
my.
Is crazy.
You hear what she said?
That's the pussy
she
alarm.
Said it's time for her to get a pussy ate.
Now, yo, I think that's the birth
it's that
control.
Time.
That's the birth control alarm. Don't let that go over your head. That
take
birth control
now.
Alarm is crazy.
Take it now.
Every day, same time. Fuck, don't fuck around. Take it now, B. Hey, so hold on, tell us more about your threesome and why you decided to do it.
It was just spur of the moment.
So it was you and your homegirl, you know the girl?
It was me and my homegirl, and I will never, ever do anything with one of my homegirls ever again. It just gets
she
awkward.
She got
crazy. Mm.
It didn't get crazy, it's just like you... I want the most attention, so like
she tried
I'm sure
to she
probably
you.
Oh, she
the
tried
most
to outperform you. She went crazy.
She was trying to. Go
I don't know
blood.
About
you. Didn't put it on. You didn't put it on like you were supposed to put it on.
No.
Hey yo, but hold on. So y'all didn't eat each other at all. So he just fucked both of y'all. It wasn't a threesome.
Call it what you want.
Oh my God, that was different.
Okay, so that's
he
what
just
a threesome
switched vibes.
Is. That's what a threesome is. Like when the girls eat each
a
other.
Threesome
and
is
fuck
when everybody's involved.
But everybody was
a threesome
involved,
is three
no, they was not.
Sex.
He just fucked two girls that night.
Oh.
Because they didn't do nothing sexual, right?
I guess technically, yeah.
He had his way. Shout out to him. God bless him. Whoever he was,
he was
he had a
ball.
He did. Nah, he did what he wanted to do that night. Shout out to him. Wherever he's at, you watching this, you did what you were supposed to do, King. All right. Cool. Now, this is a sensitive question. Not everybody knows how to answer shit like this. Cash, I'm going to start with you because you ruthless and you don't give no fucks. How many condom fucks does it take to start before the raw fucking begins for you? Keep it 100.
Is
do
this
not
a safe
lie.
Place?
This is a safe place.
Wait, what? What did you just ask me?
Oh, my God.
Say it one more time, Justin.
The first time you fuck somebody, right? Yeah, usually use a condom. Not all the time, but usually. How many times does the condom vibe before, you know what I'm saying?
That shit
it's
is not, old.
You can't just name how many times.
I'm just saying, for you.
You know it just
you know
don't
niggas
take
get their third,
time.
Fourth
just,
kill, and it's like, ah, it is.
We
it
just got to go
just
on
see
here.
That. It was like...
I feel like you gotta go with your vibe. It's a vibe you gotta go with. You can't
you
just say,
go with the raw
all right,
vibe.
After five times, we gonna fuck raw. Like,
I'm just listen, saying, on average, like, put on average how many condom fucks it might have. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, because I can just only fuck you with a condom.
Nah, that's crazy.
You, I ain't got no kids.
You're not after the 50. You could be on birth control. You could plan
no,
B.
Well, I'm not.
You not?
My alarm may just go off.
Wow.
Like, so I could just really just have sex with a condom. I mean, unless I just feel like I want to do that. I can't.
Yeah, when you
I
fuck
can't
wrong.
Answer that. You got to really just end up feeling a nigga like, all right, this my nigga. You know, and I want to feel that motherfucker. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, yo. Hey, yo, what are you doing? We go.
No more champagne for me.
That's crazy. Before we go to Ruby, I'm going to Just. You know, I got to put the heat on Just. Talk to me, Just. How many times before you like, all right, this condom shit played out. I'm going to just go in raw. Keep it 100, bro. You're not going to share your truth, bro? You got to take a shot then if you're not going to answer the question.
Love.
Wow, love, my brother.
My answer is different. I want to answer.
Just said five times. Like that.
That's funny.
Nah, I didn't say that at all.
Okay.
Nigga just said he started off raw. That guy.
Yeah, that's what I said now. You answered the question.
Nah, you my man. You my man. What's up with you? How many times? On average, I'm just saying.
I agree with her. It just depends on the vibe. Like, it could be.
So if the vibe is elite the first night, then you won't.
It might just be raw the first night.
Nah. Oh when you start off raw and keep going raw, that's gangster.
That's different chemistry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a vibe. But you know. Some people have that.
Nah.
And some people just fucking don't.
When you know, you go.
Oh, man.
For real.
Wow. And this last question, this shit is so crazy. I don't even know how to really ask it. But I'm going to start with you because you've been shy all night. Have you ever taken a dick recommendation from a friend?
Fuck no. Oh, I do not want to take dick from anybody my friend touched at all.
Wow.
Yeah, period.
At all.
I'm just...
What if your friend heard from somebody else and she was like, yo, they told me that so-and-so...
That's exactly what I mean.
It's bullshit.
There's so much dick. All dick feels low-key the same.
Yeah, I like that a little bit, though.
Yo, every girl fucks somebody that...
Like a...
They friend fucked before.
No. Hell the fuck no.
Let's argue.
There's one person that snuck through the cracks.
So, I'm not saying you knew initially.
No,
but then you found
that
out
never happened. No. No.
So, no, yo.
That's off limits,
bro. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 girls never fucked. One person that one of their friends fucked before.
No.
I'm not saying knowing or unknowingly. You just found out afterwards.
You acted like you ain't know. You acted like you ain't know.
Nah.
No. After you find out, you keep going?
Hey, yo, listen. This is the first time I ever seen 13 women lie at once. But listen, though. Listen. This is above me at this point. Y'all got to deal with God at the end of the day. If y'all want to lie to me, that's cool. But God is watching. And he told me y'all niggas is lying. But today, wow, we wrap up one of the most toxic interviews. We got Ruby Rose. We got Cash Doll, the worst Pisces that there is. Got my brother Just. Hey, yo! Hey, yo! I'm sorry! Hey, yo, why you smell so good? Come back. Do that again! Let's fight again! Hey, yo, but here we have it. Today, we wrap up the Respectfully Justin Show, Ruby Rose, Cash Doll, the Toxic Conversation. I am your host, Justin LaBoy, the king of toxic himself. Ladies in the back, y'all had a good time?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Listen, we turned up today. Make sure y'all tune in next week to the Respectfully Justin Show. Respectfully.
Woo!
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.